Blackstone Audio presents The Gilded Hour by Sarah Donati. This book is read by Cassandra Campbell. For my daughter Elizabeth, best beloved. Young as she is, the stuff of her life is a great cargo, and some of it heavy. I wish her a lucky passage. Richard Wilbur, 1921. Chapter 1, 1883. Early on a March morning on the cusp of spring, Anna Savard came from the garden to find a young woman with a message that would test her patience, disrupt her day, and send her off on an unexpected journey. A harbinger of change, wearing the nursing habit of the Sisters of Charity, standing in the middle of the kitchen. Anna passed 4 eggs, still warm from the nest, into Mrs. Lee's cupped hands, and then she turned to greet her visitor. The young woman stood with her arms folded at her waist and hands tucked into wide sleeves, all in white. From a severe, unadorned bonnet tied tightly beneath her chin, to the wide habit that fell like a tent to the floor. No more than 23, by Anna's estimation. Hardly 5 feet tall, and most of that composed of sharp corners, a chin that came to a point, and a nose and cheekbones to match, elbows poking out at non-congruent angles. Anna was put in mind of a nervous and underfed chicken wrapped up in a napkin. Sister Mary Augustine, she supplied. She had a clear voice, all polite good manners, and still there was nothing timid.